recap on Resh Mem Hey. Hey. So Mutar Yisrael Yitin Schar LeYehudi Limkor Im Katzatz Lo Sachar. So you're allowed to give merchandise for a non-Jew to work for you. That's fine. And right, he'll pay you his the portion that you agree to. Ubilvat Shelo Yomar Lo Mechor B'Shabbat. As long as you don't open up you give him merchandise and you tell him specifically, go work on Shabbos. Tanur Shelakacho Yisrael Mashkon Me'en Yehudi. So what happens? It's the non-Jew who owns the tanur, right? It's this big, heavy item or built in. It's not movable. It's in the non-Jew's home. And what happened? The non-Jew borrowed money. He took a loan from a Jew. So now the Jew gets rights to the tanur. Rather, the goy who is going to use the tanur that's in his house, the Jew gets it as a mashkon, but the non-Jew uses it, and he takes from the profit, or from the bread, or from the profit, from using the tanur. That's how he's going to pay back the Jew, or whether the principal or the interest. So what happens? V'kibe alav ha'en yodi shamashi ales par tanur yitain the Yisrael beribit kviktutzab me'otav. Right? Okay, so he's going to be paying him through this money. So then, mutar li tol sechar Shabbat lifi shehu birshut ein Yehudi ve'ein Yisrael chelik bo v'gam ein Yisrael omer lo lasok b'Shabbat ve'ein Yehudi ki tarach b'nafshei tarach l'kayem tena'o. So this is mutar. You are allowed to get benefit because the non-Jew is not doing this because you told it to do it, him to do it. It's in his property. There's no marit ayin issues. And it's the same as the non-Jew just using it whenever he feels like it for himself, and then now he just takes money from his pocket and pays back the Jew. That's essentially. Yeah, exactly. Even though it's the Jew's mashkon, it's not a problem. Okay. Vav. Okay, and this is even if it's not done behavla. Okay. Vav. Im afu einam Yehudim betanuro sheYisrael b'Shabbat. So what happens? A Jew has a tanur, right? And it's in the Jew's home. Non-Jews come to his house without permission, al karcho, but they're going to pay him for using the tanur specifically on Shabbos. He's coming into his home property to use the tanur on Shabbos from the baked goods. They're not stealing. They're gonna rent it out for the day. So what do? They're gonna take parts of the bread that they bake and use that and give that to the Jew to pay him for that day's usage, or from the prophet. Okay, they took it without his permission. Asur lehanot mimenu. That's definitely a form of stealing. Okay, as far as I understand. So they're using it without his permission. Now, but they're going to pay him for the rights.
The Bach says that it's not just on Shabbos. They use it regularly. They have the key, everything to go into the bakery.
No. The Davka, the problem is that you are using it only for Schar Shabbos. That's why it's Aser to get the... It's Delo Afu Bo Rak B'Shabbat. The case is... This case that's asur is because you're only getting the schar from Shabbat itself. So then it's clearly schar Shabbos, and that's when it is clearly going to be asur. There is discussion on how exactly to interpret and deal with this halacha. Let's see. The Mishnah Berurah points out, for example, that bedieved, if it wasn't clearly just for schar Shabbos, but it's in your property, and there may be an issue of marit ayin, he does say that bedieved, again, this is a machloket that we came up with yesterday or the day before, that it's a machloket lechatchila between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Achronim, more the Ashkenazic Achronim, who whenever it's an Isser Medina of Schar Shabbos, you're not allowed to get benefit. But whenever it's just an issue of marit ayin, Many of the Ashkenazi poskim in particular are mekel. I mean, there's always different scenarios, etc. And hefsed merubah is always another factor. But in general, you're not allowed to get this. You are, the Ashkenazim are mekel when it's only an issue of maritain. So it depends on what, you know, your specific case is. If it's clearly looks like schar shabbos, so then that's probably asar medina. If it's marit ayin only, so but yevet it seems to be a machloket Ashkenazim and Sfardim. But if you're borrowing it, if they take it and they're using it for the whole week without permission, then you are allowed to benefit with whatever they make. And it's just behavla, it just gets swallowed up into the week, and that's not a problem. Okay. Even if you gave him permission with Marit. So I have to figure out how that works out with Marit Ayin, it depends, correct. Rish Mem Vav. Dini Hashalav Askar Lein Yehudi B'Shabbat. Aleph. Mutar Lehashil Ulahaskir Kelev Lein Yehudi. So now, well, let's finish reading. You're allowed to give out, to lend and to rent or to lease your possessions. We're not talking about land, we're not talking about animals right now, we're talking about just inanimate objects. Even though they're going to be using your kelim on Shabbos, it's mutar. Why? Because very famous machloke between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, but we hold that there is no iser of shvitat kelim. You do not have to. Your kelim don't have to keep Shabbos with you as well. Your kelim can do work. So therefore, it's not a problem to give it to them. This is the Ikar Halacha, according to the Sfardim. Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Omrim. But this is a Yesh Omrim that the Ramah is going to hold by, lechatchila at least. The Yesh Omrim. The kelim she'osin bahem melacha. Any kelim that you have, that you can, that are used to, for work, for a malacha on Shabbos, right? An Esra malacha we're talking about. Kegon macharesha, such as a plow, or nowadays an electric appliance, talk about taxis, okay? Taxis, it's in the same category, unless it has your name on it. So some say it has your name on it, your number on it, so that's a separate question of maritain. But since it's in taxis, it's a common thing to be done, but arisut with taxis, so it really, at the end of the day, it has the same din, and it boils down to this machloket between the stam opinion, the first one, and this yesh omrim. Uchiyotze bezeh, ba, asur lahaskir le'en Yehudi be'erev Shabbos. So this is a problem on Erev Shabbos to rent it out, to lease it or rent it out, on Erev Shabbos. In other words, it's not a problem of Shevitat Kelim, it's a problem of an Isser Derabanan, of since it's an item that's used for a malacha, it looks like, according to the Yesh Omrim, there's an Isser, because it looks like the Jew, the non-Jew, when he takes it from you on Erev Shabbos, Friday, it looks like he's working for you, it looks like he might be doing your Shlichut, because you asked him to do it specifically on Shabbos, and that would be an Isser of Amira, La'akum. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out there is another case a little bit later on about giving them leather to work on Erev Shabbos. And there, that case was okay because it was katzatz lo damim. So we're going to see this again. That when you specifically give him, what's it called? When you're not, when it's not being leased, it's when it's, you give it to him and then for a specific amount. And so then there's no profit from here based on the day. There's no day profit whatsoever. You're just giving it to him, and any of the profit that's going to go to the Jew, that the non-Jew gets, is going to stay with the non-Jew. So that is okay. If it's a case where it's katzatz lo damim, a similar concept a little bit to kablanut, if it's easier to understand. So then, if it's given over in that case, it's not a problem. It's only a problem when it's schirut, and it's, every day makes a difference. Okay? Let's keep reading. Uvayom ha-chamishi mutar lahaskir lo. But on Thursday, it's okay. Ubevat shelo yitol schar shabbat ela bahavla. Right, it's a din derabanan if it looks like he's going to become your shaliach. He's working for you. So then that iser only applies on Friday. It doesn't apply any day earlier in the week, because it's only an iser, right, we're talking about kalim, and that's not a problem. But even then, even if you give it to him Thursday, it can't be like writing you a special check for every day of the week, and Shabbos is specified. It has to be you get one check for the whole week, for the whole month. Kagon shiyaskir lo lechodesh or leshavua. Now, if there's no money involved, so then you're allowed to give it to him just to borrow. That's not a problem on Erev Shabbos. Haga, v'chein ikar kisvara achrona. So the Ramah is machmir like this Yesh Omrim. Mutar lehashilo be'erev Shabbos. But you are still, even according to the Yesh Omrim, you are allowed to lend it to him, give it to him for free usage on Erev Shabbos. Af agav shematan hashen Yehudi, yachzor v'yashilo. Now even though you make a deal with him, it's not, when you tell him, I'm giving it to you to borrow, you have to return it to me Erev Shabbos. V'lo amrinan v'chiyai gavna d'havik kisrei. Af agav shematan... Oh, sorry. Even though you made a deal with the non-Jew, and you're telling him, listen, I'm doing you a favor today. I want you to do a favor for me in the future. So there is some kind of payment over here. The Jew's not doing it for free, but that's just a favor, and you're asking for a return favor, and there's no money, there's no contract, there's no, you know, no transactions going on. So it's not similar to daily renting, and there's no iser of it looks like you're going to be he's working for you. Base asur lahashil shum kli le'en Yehudi b'Shabbat. You're not allowed to lend out any kli to a non-Jew on Shabbos itself. Why? It's a hotzah, because it looks like you told him to do hotzah on Shabbos. Even if there's no malacha, if there's no erev, v'afilu be'erev Shabbat im samuch lechashecha, if it's right before Shabbos, like minutes before Shabbos, kol she'ein shehut leotziyo mipetach beito shel hamashil kodem chashecha. It has to be where there's enough time for him to take it out of your house on erev Shabbos. Can't be where you're forcing him or allowing him to do it on Shabbos, because then it looks like you had him, you asked him to take it out on Shabbos itself. Mishnah Berurah includes many of the achronim, even if it's not Rosh Hasharabim, but it's just a karmelis, it's just asur to carry me the rabbanan. If there's an erev, then it's no problem. Mipnei sheharoeh savur sheYisrael tzivahu leotziyo, because it looks like the Jew told him to do it, to take it out. And Hotzah and Shabbos is Asur. Gimel. Asur lahaskir o lahashil behemto le'en Yehudi kedei she'aseh be'melacha b'Shabbat. One's not allowed to lease out or lend out his animal to a non-Jew kedei she'aseh be'melacha b'Shabbat. For the purposes of the animal being used for a melacha on Shabbat. Why? She Adam mitzuve al shvitat behemto. Because we are obligated, not only must we keep Shabbos, but even our animals, right? It says in the Chumash, we're about to get there in the Parsha, l'ma'an yenuach shorcha v'chamorecha. Shmos Kaf Gimel, we're almost there. So it says, even your animals have to keep Shabbos. You can't make them work, you can't make them work for you. You can't even let them work. There's a discussion if the animal wants to carry and do a malacha all on its own without being asked, if you have to try and stop it or not. But but here obviously the non-Jew wants to use it on Shabbos, so that's clearly would be aser. Even if the non-Jew is doing it for himself, because even if he has it, we own it. So even if he's using it, we're still chayev in being careful of. Alright, even if we don't know for sure he's going to use it on Shabbos, but we know he might, so then we can't rent it out or lease it to him. Mishnah Berurah points out, even though Because we know halakhically we hold the schirut lo kanya. When you rent it out, that's not good enough. The Jew still owns it. And right, and Shvitas Behemto is us. V'yesh omrim. Now he points out that there is an opinion that schirut does work. So he says we only follow that lechatchila lechumra, but not lekula. Of course, if you rented it out. Sometimes if we rent it from a Jew, we rent an animal from a non-Jew. So it's not really, we don't own it, but we have some kind of ownership because we rent it. So he says, it's nachon lahachmir not to let it be used for a malacha. But miman afshach, he says, if I rent it and then rent it out to somebody else, well, for sure that would be okay. Because either it's a kinyan or it's not a kinyan. All right. But you could give it to him before Shabbos, and just tell him, make sure you give it back to me before Shabbos. Aval, right? That's the condition. He's going to return it to you before Shabbos. If he keeps it, that's another story. But you did your part. Aval lo mahane im matne im ein Yehudi shetanuach b'Shabbat. But we'll see what happens if he keeps it. So now he says, it's not enough just to give it to him and say, listen, I'm going to let you keep it week after week. Just remember, when Shabbos comes around, from Friday night to Saturday night, you're not allowed to use it. Because the non-Jew is not trustworthy al-kach, that he's going to make sure not to use it on Shabbos. Once it's in his possession, and he's paying for it, he's going to use it. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out when it comes to kinyanim with the non-Jew, we're not discussing kinyanim, but he just points out, make sure you do if you are going to be makna it, you're going to sell it to a non-Jew, make sure you do it with mashicha and money. Because if you just do one of them, if you just pull it or just give money, then the kinyan may not be chal, may not be a proper kinyan. Okay. Okay, now, v'im hish'ila o hiskira le'ed Yehudi. Okay. Now, if you lend it out, or you rent it out to a non-Jew, v'hit ne'imo la'chziro lo kodem b'Shabbat v'ikla b'Shabbat. You made a deal. He has to return it before Shabbos. But what happened? He kept it anyway. So then, yafkirena b'no le'bin atzmo kodem b'Shabbos. So you have not much of a choice. You have to be mafkiret. You have to say it's no longer mine. It's hefker. Really? He said, "Beino lebeinatzmo." Even if you're a mafkir, it's all by yourself. It's good enough for this purposes. It's better if you do it in front of three people. Lachumra. In general, we say for hefker to work, we often say it needs to be in front of three people or at least one person. But here, on a deraisa level, and that's what we're worried about, of the animal. So then, it works. Beino lebeinatzmo. But they say it's better to do it in front of three people. So that's one option. Is you be mafkeret. And I say you could even let's keep reading. O yomar behemti kenuya le'ena Yehudi, or you go to the non-Jew and you tell him that I'm giving it to you, and you have to give him some kind of money or some kind of a kinyan, and you make it his, just for the day at least. Kedei shinatzel miisura d'oraita. So that you're not over the Isser D'oraita of your animal being used for work on Shabbos. Okay. Haga, v'im rotze lahafkir lifnei shlosha b'nei adam kidin shar hefker v'afilo achi ein shum adam yachol lizkot ba. Now even if you do a proper hefker and you make it not yours for Shabbos, no one else can take it and now take advantage of you and keep it. Devadai ein kavanato rak lahafkia me'alav isur Shabbat. His purpose is not to be hefker forever. His purpose is only to get out of Isser Shabbos. So there is much discussion on how this works. Does it work if you're mafker it just for Shabbos for this purpose? So we do hold hefker is hefker even if it's for one day. And there's a question. There's a discussion how it works. But simply put, it could be, you look at it as your, some say it's when you're doing a hefker, you're being makne to other people, or to anyone who wants it, And then some make a whole discussion about Hefker. I mean, if it's called a Kinyan, how can you do it on Shabbos? Because Kinyanim on Shabbos we don't do. But the Maisa, it's pretty simple. Everyone says it works. The exact mechanism is a question. But at least you're removing yourself from it for the day of Shabbos, and you're saying at least for this day itself, it's Shabbos. You're not saying it's not mine forever, but you're saying, I don't have any ownership, or I'm mafkir it, for however it works, it's one or the other, but it's for you on Shabbos, it's not yours. And that's enough. So some say it's mamash hefker for a day, and some say it's really hefker forever, and then you get it back after Shabbos, but the assumption is that no Jew is going to take it, because it's aser for him also. And the goy, when he gives it back to you, really, I mean, according to this tzad, really, the goy owned it, but he doesn't know that he owned it, and he's giving it back to you, and you're allowed to accept it from him. So that's, thank you. Okay. Tadar Rabbah. V'im rotza yachol hafkir. We said this already. Okay. V'davka b'shabbat. Now this is only on Shabbos. Aval b'yom tov, ein adam etzuv al shvitat behem tov b'yom tov. Now, b'dieved, you get stuck into this predicament. What do? So this is only a problem for Shabbos, the Ramah writes. On Yom Tov, there's no iser of shvitas behem tov. Because it says, the pasuk of l'man yenuach shorcha v'chamorecha is only discussed by the psukim, the parasha of Shabbos. It's not by, it's not clear that it refers to Yom Tov. But many Rishonim, Achronim, they argue, and the Mishnah Berurah, Yalkut Yosef, they all are their machmer for Yom Tov as well. So lemaisa, most poskim say that there is shvitas behemto on Yom Tov, unlike the Rama. Dalit Yisrael shiskir shvarim en Yehudi lacharosh behem. Now, if Jew leases out or rents out his ox to a non-Jew to work with them, right, to do a malacha, v'charosh behem, and he uses them, so then yesh matirim. So the question is, how is this allowed? So some say it's allowed if the non-Jew accepts complete responsibility. Mita, gzela, geneva, v'yukra, v'zola. In other words, if the non-Jew accepts that if it dies, then the non-Jew is going to have to pay for it. If it gets stolen, if anything happens to it, if it goes up in value, it goes down in value. So essentially, to a certain extent, the non-Jew basically owns it. And then there's no more problem of Shivitas Behemto. V'yesh Omrim, t'kevan she'ein Yehudi, yacho l'mochra, im yirtze, nikrat behemet Yisrael. And some say, it doesn't help. Usually we say, yesh Omrim, v'yesh Omrim, halacha is the second opinion. But he points out there is an opinion that's mekel, but the chatchila one is certainly should not rely on this kula, because the non-Jew is not able to sell it. If the non-Jew is not able to sell it, that power he wasn't given to him. So then, it's still called, the Jew would still be over the iser deraisa of shvitas behemta, unless of course. If the non-Jew had complete responsibility, and it goes up and down or up or down in value, the non-Jew will suffer or gain from the consequences. And if the non-Jew is able to sell it, so then everyone agrees that's okay. Then you wouldn't be that's enough to be called not owned by the Jew for this halacha. Hey, im Yisrael ve'ein Yehudi shutafim v'behema. What happens if there's a partnership? So if there's a partnership, even if there's a partnership, both are usher in, even if there's a partnership, the Jew is still responsible. He can still be over the iser deraisa as shvitas behemto. So what do you do? Few options. So how do you deal with the situation? So, right. So the first option, which we discussed earlier, similar to when you're a partnership with a property or a merchat, something to be used together. So before you buy it, right? Before you try and solve your problems before they start. Mutar la'asod ba'en Yehudi imlacha b'shabbat ayidei zeh shiyatna im'en Yehudi b'tchila. before when they bought it. Kishakanu ota, the deal was sheyito en Yehudi b'Shabbat v'Yisrael b'Yomchol. The goy gets it on Shabbos, the Jew gets it on Sunday, for example, and then the other days they share it. So then, whatever is done on Shabbos is not considered the Jew's. Right? That was the deal. On Shabbos, the Jew does not own it. But if they didn't make this arrangement before they bought it, it's too late. You got to come up with another solution. It's too late to make this arrangement afterwards. So what do you do? One option is you basically ki'ilu lend it to him for Shabbos. And you tell him it's on Shabbos. This is after the fact. I'm telling you it's all yours. And you also have the right to sell it on Shabbos. If you decide you want to sell it, you're allowed to. Obviously, we have to share the money you get because they're partners. But he has full rights on Shabbos to sell it. Even if the Jew doesn't want him to sell it, he's allowed to sell it. So then you get out of the problem of Shvitas Behemta for Shabbos. V'yiskof, and similarly, v'yiskof chadamim al en yudi v'achayut ashvarim al en yudi mutar. So like we mentioned before, if all the responsibility on Shabbos belongs to the non-Jew, for better or for worse, so then you're allowed to. V'yesh matir infir loyer reshut v'yad en yudi v'yotziyam. Second opinion says, if he has full responsibility, you're allowed to. Even if the non-Jew has full ownership, except he cannot sell it. It's full except not selling. That's the difference. So then Ayidei Shizkof Adami Mal Yeni Yudish Ben Mil V'Yachzor Ben Yehudi V'Yaseh Apotiki V'Yisrael O Yaharneim Etzlo. So basically it means that this item is considered like a potiki or a mashkon, and in the sense that he's not allowed to, the non-Jew takes full responsibility for up and down in value and being lost, but he's not allowed to sell it, and the Jew has like a shibud. He's not allowed to sell it, and through this item, through this animal we're talking about, through this animal, he has rights, his money is in this animal. And so this is like his security, that since the non-Jew is not allowed to sell it. You just can't tell him from now. So in this case, you told him he's not allowed to work it on Shabbos, and if he does, you write down like a shtar, and you say that if you go against our agreement and you work it on Shabbos, you are chayev in all the onsim, and you write it down in a proper contract. So again, this also works. The Rama writes, V'chol tzedade heterim elu hilchataninu, and the Rama says these are all acceptable. Kulas or heterim, how to get out of the situation. If you're a partner, you can do whatever you want, any one of these. Okay? You just have to make sure it's publicized, because if people already know that you guys are shutafim in the davar and he's using it on Shabbos, you just have to make mefarsim that you did it derech heter, and that's right. And then there is one other thing that we mentioned earlier that Bach points out that applies to this halacha as well, that if you are what's it called? Yeah, there is one other heter if you're mafkirit. If you're mafkirit in front of three people, if necessary, another heter for Shvitas Behemto is if you're mafkir from Shutfas. Okay, another quick caveat when it comes to Shvitas Behemto, it's only a problem that we're worried about. The goy doing it is if you're giving it to the goy, is if they're going to be doing Shvitas Behemto by carrying items. That's when it's for sure Nesra Daraita a Shvitas Behemto. But if it's just going to be carrying people, like you want to give them a horse. You want to lease a horse, and he's not using it for carrying merchandise. He's only using it for people for riding. So then we say, "Echai no se'atzmo." There's no iser deraisa shvitas behemto because a live person carries himself. On a deraisa level, we don't say that the animal is carrying the person.